Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. 2011 is the 11th year in the new millennium. This happens only once, every 1,000 years. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. And the energies bathing the planet during this year will greatly assist us in moving forward in the light. There are a lot of things going on as this light increases on Earth and people are going through all different kinds of experiences. Today, we're going to talk about how we can increase our ability to be a positive force for good on the planet in the midst of all of the things that are surfacing to be healed and transmuted back into light. We are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and through our thoughts and feelings, our words, our actions, and our belief systems, we are co-creating our present reality. That means that daily and hourly, with every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are co-creating the experiences that are happening in our lives. And with every breath, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what our frame of mind is at the time. So during this auspicious time, our God self, our I Am presence, is integrating more effectively in our lives as the vibration and consciousness of the earth is being raised up moment by moment. And our I Am presence is motivating us to let go of the obsolete behavior patterns that no longer serve our highest good. We are being guided to co-create new patterns and behavior patterns that will improve the quality of our lives and the quality of life on this planet. Because of the greatly accelerated influx of divine light that is now flowing into the planet through the divinity within every person's heart flame, we now, through our divine intentions, have the ability to empower our goals and our dreams in more effective ways than ever before. So today, we're going to explore those possibilities. As we join hearts and minds with the light workers all over the world who are listening to this radio program with us, let's remember that we all have a responsibility to add to the light of the world. We are all one, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every other man, woman, and child on the planet. No matter how buried a human being may be in the painful outer world circumstances of his or her life, or how far one may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, and that each one of us has the ability to make a significant difference in our lives. We have the ability to intervene in that person's life, invoking their God self to take command and to assist that person in raising up above the chaos and confusion. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul, and then to invoke the light of God on their behalf through their I Am presence. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that states, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our lives or our earthly situations without our permission because of our gift of free will. Serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high in that person's behalf. The call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. So those of us in the physical realm can invoke the light on behalf of our sisters and brothers that are also abiding in the physical realm. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to assist that person. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven and their God presence was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to intervene and to guide them in new and constructive ways through every situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and their highest good for all concerned, the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. So during this hour that we're spending together today, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings. So please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and our minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet. Feel the love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth, knowing that as you are lifted up, you are lifting up all life with you. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we are being transformed into a powerful force of light. During our time together today, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we now invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from the unified I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and the legions of light throughout infinity. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Day by day, more and more people are awakening, and this is inspiring them to lift their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to flow more intensely through their hearts and minds. When our consciousness is raised up and the light of God increases in our lives, we truly begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. We develop a new level of sensitivity and awareness. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of all life and the divine truth that all life, every particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation, is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We then know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are all one, and every thought, word, action, or feeling we express with every breath we take affects the entire collective life through all creation. There is no such thing as us and them. When this reality truly begins to resonate in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to understand or to accept. The concepts of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, prejudice, selfishness, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in separation and duality become intolerable. often from our newly awakened state of consciousness. Our reflex response is that we want to take a stand against all of these negative situations and behavior patterns. But unfortunately, that just increases the problem. This causes us to polarize ourselves against the people who are still acting out of those destructive behavior patterns. And any time that we polarize ourselves against a person or a group of people, then we motivate them to polarize back against us and create greater separation and greater duality. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation and polarization. When we do that, we attempt to solve this problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce the people who are polarized against us into seeing things our way. We share all of our newly acquired insights, and we try to convince them that our way of thinking is right and their way of thinking and feeling is flawed. They, in turn, argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and isn't realistic, and that we are being duped by idealism. Of course, these arguments are futile and only exacerbate our polarization. So it's time for us to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. The truth is that when a person awakens, his or her consciousness begins to lift up into higher frequencies of light, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness. And we've all experienced that, at least in glimpses from time to time, when we see the greater picture and have that aha moment of greater clarity and understanding as to what is really occurring in a particular person, place, condition, or situation that we are in. This shift of consciousness allows the person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within that person's heart and mind. So when an unawakened person tries to deny or discredit that inner knowing, that awakened state of consciousness in an awakened person, that argument is futile, and that effort is actually like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there's no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. And the sighted hearing person would have compassion and love for the deaf and blind person and would respond to him or her with patience and understanding, not with anger or defiance. Unfortunately, we can't easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding, that they should know better than to do what they are doing. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we're generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which then only polarizes us further because we become judgmental and critical of their behavior. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere. And it is a time when humanity is being purged, and the light of God, as it increases on earth, is pushing everything to the surface that conflicts with that light. The obsolete negative behavior patterns are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light, not to take us down the tubes and to cause more problems. This cleansing is a necessary part of our transformation. And it is a purging that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimension. This purification is happening for each of us individually in our individual lives, and for all of us collectively as the family of humanity. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, the atrocities of war, growth imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and our belief in separation being pushed to the surface. These things have existed for a very long time, but they've not been brought to the attention of the masses as profusely and as painfully as they are at this very moment. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They are polarized over the wars, over the economy, taxes, health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on and on and on, ad infinitum. We've been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever known. The earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process and for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality, which is the earth's destiny, we must first heal this surfacing polarization. Then God's eternal peace and abundance will be the order of the new day on this planet. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, then it is up to awakened light workers to heal this polarization. This means you and me and every other awakening soul on earth. This is actually our purpose and reason for being in embodiment at this time, and we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. The reason this negativity can be pushed to the surface at this accelerated pace is because there are literally hundreds of thousands, and in all probability millions, of awakening souls who have accepted responsibility for invoking the light of God to heal and lift up this planet, to transmute this negativity. These same people are focusing on the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which include the oneness of life, the infinite abundance of God, vibrant health, eternal youth, the full momentum of harmony, balance, divine government, and all of the other reflections of heaven on earth. What affects one part of life affects all life. So in other words, as we are lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up with us. So instead of polarizing ourselves against everything that we disagree with, we need to create a new consciousness for ourselves, a new reality, and a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We need to join together and invoke the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and ask the I Am presence to take full dominion of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of each person, to guide them toward the highest good for their divine plan and the highest good for everyone involved in their sphere of influence, so that they can become powerful forces of light as they awaken to their full divine potential as beloved sons and daughters of God. You and I, and every other person on this planet, have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly. As we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and polarization and focus it on visions of what we want to co-create on Earth, the visions of the new Earth, which is the total immaculate concept of heaven on Earth. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or the reverence for life, we have the ability to invoke the light of God instantaneously into the situation and ask that the light of God transmute the negativity associated with this situation by using the violet flame. The violet flame is a magnificent gift from our Father, Mother, God. It is a frequency of vibration that reverberates with the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's divine power, authority, and will, and our Mother God's crystalline pink essence of pure divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the masculine and feminine polarities of God are perfectly balanced within us, they merge into a magnificent violet flame. This violet flame has an unfathomable frequency of light that transmutes discord and negativity back into its original divine perfection. So, for instance, when we invoke the violet flame and ask that it blaze through all expressions of poverty that are manifesting in the physical plane, and all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of humanity that reflect poverty consciousness, the violet flame flows forth from our heart center. It enters the core of purity, the divine potential, in every electron of energy that is now expressing lack or limitation, poverty, or poverty consciousness. No matter how far something has fallen from its original divine potential, in the core of that energy, the core of every electron manifesting as poverty or poverty consciousness, for instance, the divine potential still exists. So the violet flame enters all of the energy manifesting as poverty. It activates the divine potential within that energy, which is always going to be the infinite flow of God's abundance. And as that divine potential is activated, everything that conflicts with it is pushed to the surface. So all of the things reflecting poverty or lack or limitation or belief or acceptance of lack and limitation, which is poverty consciousness, is pushed to the surface. Things that result in greed, selfishness, corruption, crime, all of the abuse of power that is associated with money, which is all based in the consciousness of lack and limitation and not having enough, is pushed to the surface. And that is exactly what we are seeing at this very moment on the planet. The light of God is increasing, so it is pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface. There are legions of light in the heavenly realms and legions of awakened light workers in the physical plane invoking the violet flame to enter all the frequencies that are reflecting lack and limitation, poverty, or poverty consciousness. So everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. As we invoke the violet flame into all of those expressions of lack and limitation, the energy is raised up and transmuted back into its abundance. So it is our responsibility to utilize this light daily and hourly. We have the ability to do that with everything that is surfacing, with the consciousness of war, with the consciousness of disease, with the consciousness of abuse of power and corruption associated with governments or the military or crime, or corruption in any form of life. We have the ability to raise everything that conflicts with divine love, everything that conflicts with the oneness of life. All expressions of separation or duality that have caused the monumental problems resulting in the pain and suffering existing on Earth at this time. So, for instance, we can envision what we want to create in the place of all of the maladies that we see surfacing all over the world. Biblically, this time, this purging that is a critical part of our ascension into the light, was referred to as the time of screaming and gnashing of teeth. And the reason for that is because with our consciousness not fully awakened, we easily see all the negativity being pushed to the surface. We see the atrocities manifesting all over the world, humanity's inhumanity to each other, all of the abuse of power, all of the greed, all of the corruption, the pain and suffering. We easily see those things. What we don't see is the incredible light that are pushing these things to the surface so that we can invoke the violet flame, transmute these discordant patterns of human miscreation back into light, and manifest the perfection on heaven on earth. So, for instance, instead of polarizing against our government, we can invoke the I Am presences of all of the people who hold public office at national, state, and local levels in our country and in all the countries of the world. And we can ask the God presence, the I Am presence within each of these people, to take command of their thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, and to guide them in alignment with reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned through the oneness of all life. Then we can visualize the public officials striving for the highest good of all concerned on this planet, working toward cooperation with win-win situations and the countries and the people involved, working together to create heaven on earth through every facet of life evolving on this planet. When we see greed or selfishness or corruption or the gross imbalances in the distribution of wealth manifesting on the planet, we can invoke the I Am presence of the people involved in these activities as well. And we can envision their I Am presence taking command of their hearts and minds. And we can visualize their responding with integrity, generosity, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves. We can help them see and understand that the supply of the universe is infinite, that God's abundance is the electronic light substance that is infinite throughout the whole of creation, and that everything in the physical plane is comprised of this universal light substance. And the only reason there is lack or shortness of anything in the physical plane, whether we're talking about money or resources, is because of our human miscreations and our belief in lack and limitation, our greed, our selfishness, our corruption that has caused the pollution, that has caused even the imbalances that are reflected in the elemental kingdom, the inclement weather conditions that are causing plagues and pestilence and famines all over the planet, floods, all kinds of destructive natural disasters. This is a reflection of our consciousness, a reflection in lack and limitation, and our abuse of power. Remember, whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what we want Earth to be like on Earth. And then we need to set about creating that new reality through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and our beliefs. Now, in addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with our every thought, word, feeling, or action, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of humanity. And since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness, or transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we create this upward rush of life that also lifts and transmutes the collective consciousness and energies of all humanity as well. As we clear this dense psychic astral dimension that humanity is buried in, this sea of negativity that contains the collective thoughts of all of our misqualified energy since the initial impulse of our fall eons of time ago. Then, as we clear this, we will help humanity lift their heads above their mud puddle of their own human miscreations, so that their I Am presence can then get in touch with them. They can hear that still small voice within, and they can be lifted up to start out picturing their truth through a newly awakened consciousness as they begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears through a greater level of awareness, connecting with the divine heart and mind of God. As we transmute our obsolete behavior patterns, we need to simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift their consciousness and to transmute their negative behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. So in deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on earth in this wondrous way, let's join together and co-create a new unified force field of transfiguring divine love. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the other humanly generated force fields of energy that are perpetuating the maladies and the serious problems that are facing us on this planet. It is also a universal law that if the inner conditions or the forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love, the outer conditions of the world will proceed to reflect the divine plan for the planet through that expression of love. The divine plan for the Earth is actually a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if not interfered with through our lower human consciousness. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage effects in our lives rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. Trying to change things by focusing on the effects or the outer appearances is like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection in the first place. It is a futile effort. To ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the Earth, let you and I join together now and expand a magnificent force field of transfiguring divine love that has been recently created on this planet by awakening souls all over the earth. As we've talked about before, there was a powerful influx of light at the end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011. On the winter solstice, December 21st, 2010, we experienced a full moon lunar eclipse. This had occurred, the synchronicity of these two events, only one other time in the past 2,000 years. During this opportunity in December 2010, on the 21st, there was a powerful influx of light that moved this planet, a quantum shift, into higher frequencies of vibration. That energy built in momentum until the new moon solar eclipse, which took place on January 4th, 2011. Now, during that two-week period, amazing and incredibly powerful things took place. One of the things that occurred is that light workers around the world joined together to create a new cause for the planet, a cause of transfiguring divine love. This occurred through the unified efforts of hundreds of thousands of light workers consciously participating in this invocation, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, because those beings of light were invoked and asked to assist by the rest of the light workers. We were joined also with the entire company of heaven, the legions of light from suns beyond suns and galaxies beyond galaxies throughout the whole of creation. So let's join together now and expand and amplify this influx of light through a guided visualization that will expand this planetary cause of transfiguring divine love. Let's join together and create this force field, lifting it to new levels of divine love. Centered within unity consciousness, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this greatly expanded essence of the divine plan. Please focus on this visualization now with the full power of your attention, knowing that you are joining in one pointed consciousness with light workers around the world. We invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, and ask the divinity within each person to take full dominion of all of our hearts, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven is now expanding the flame of transfiguring divine love, which is the most intensified frequency of love that the earth is capable of receiving at this time. This frequency of transfiguring divine love has been securely anchored within every person's heart flame. And as we breathe in deeply now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one consciousness, one energy and vibration of pure divine love, this light within every heart flame begins to expand through the holy breath of each person's I Am presence. The light is expanding and expanding with every breath, creating a tremendous magnetic heart of transfiguring divine love that envelops the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart of transfiguring divine love is now drawing into itself the energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love from every ascended level of being throughout the whole of creation. This unfathomable gift of love is flowing now into our planetary cause and helping us to manifest the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every person existing on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Our Father, Mother, God, now send forth a clarion call. This frequency of pure light reverberates through the whole of creation. As this call for divine intervention reverberates through all creation, 12 magnificent solar archangels of transfiguring divine love respond. These selfless beings of light volunteer to descend into the atmosphere of Earth. They are coming forth from the great, great silence in the very core of creation. They are bringing with them, anchored within their heart flame, the most powerful frequencies of transfiguring divine love that the Earth is capable of receiving at this time. These magnificent solar archangels take their strategic positions around the planet and willingly prepare to assist us now in this activity of light. The solar archangels are now stationed equal distances around the equator of the Earth. And as one unified force of transfiguring divine love, they breathe the light from their heart flames into the center of the planet. As the flame of transfiguring divine love merges with the heart flame, the sun of even pressure, which pulsates in the center of the Earth, these beings of light begin conducting a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The transfiguring divine love expands as a tremendous starburst through the heart flame of Mother Earth, out through the crystal grid system, which is the same as the acupuncture meridians within our bodies. The transfiguring divine love from the archangels expands through the crust of the earth, blazing up through the earth, the air, the water, and the fire, blazing up through the four lower bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, of every person on the planet. As this essence of unprecedented divine love blazes through the atomic cellular structure of our earthly bodies, the fifth dimensional frequency of transfiguring divine love is anchored in the solar heart chakra of every man, woman, and child. With this activity of light, the I Am presence of every soul is becoming a PowerPoint of light that is unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other soul. This allows a higher level of awareness to reflect into the conscious mind, and secured within the etheric records and the conscious mind is the remembrance of the oneness of all life, the interconnectedness of all life, and the reverence for all life through the heart flame of every person. Now, together with the entire company of heaven, we begin to in-breathe the full momentum of divine light. Breathing in deeply, each person begins to experience a new level of consciousness. I am in-breathing the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am absorbing the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am expanding the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am projecting the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am in breathing the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am expanding the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. I am projecting the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. And I am expanding the essence of divine love from my Father, Mother, God. The I Am presence within every person is now an open door for this resplendent light. And the transfiguring divine love from the heart of creation is expanding through all humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. At inner levels, every person through their I Am presence is now beginning to experience this force field of transfiguring divine love in a tangible way through the expansion of love within their heart. Through their I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love in action. We are now, this moment, collectively changing the core vibration, the cause of the primal light substance, which has gone into the present negative conditions that are surfacing to be healed on Earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, the solar archangels, and our I Am presences, we are now the cause of this magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love, anchored on Earth through every person's heart flame. Together, we are setting in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love, over which humanity will now ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of light. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of Earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut. We are exploring and rediscovering the company of heaven and the divinity within every person, which is now finding complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of transfiguring divine love is attracting to each of us personally and to all of us collectively as we live within this newly established frequency, this new cause for all life on planet Earth. We are being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are here and now the masters of love we were always destined to be. We now know ourselves as beings of love, accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet is one with us. The 12 solar archangels are now expanding their light to embrace every human being in a cosmic force field of transfiguring divine love. As we experience this magnificent expansion of light, we become one with all of the momentum of our Father, Mother, God. the 12 solar archangels are expanding their light through every human being. This force field is surrounding each and every one of us, and it is anchored directly into our heart flames. Every person's I Am presence now affirms with a deep inner knowing, collectively, this moment, as one voice, one heartbeat, and one expression of divine love. I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love is now enveloping the earth. It is transforming the primal light substance of my four earthly bodies, as well as the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and now with every holy breath I take, I in-breathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. I feel this force field of divine love permanently secured within my heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. I accept this force field of transfiguring divine love is manifesting now and forever sustained through God's holy grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Now, according to each of our wisdom and understanding, we consecrate our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to being the open door for the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God. Once something has been established in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting in the world of effects. The only variable is how long that will take, and that is dependent on you and me and every other person on this planet and how we magnetize love through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The more committed we are, the more effective we are at being the open door for this frequency of love, the faster we will tangibly experience transfiguring divine love through every facet of our earthly experiences. This is the key to transforming this planet into the full expression of her divine destiny, which is heaven on earth. Now, as we become aware of our physical bodies, we allow these energies to be assimilated effectively into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This year, 2011, is preparing us through this greatly amplified expression of divine love for the monumental influx of light that will take place in 2012. There's a lot of misinformation circulating about what will happen in 2012. Most of it is fear-based and predicting things like cataclysmic earth changes and the end of the world. In truth, we've already entered the initial impulse of the shift of the ages. We began our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension during the influx of light that bathed the planet between the lunar and solar eclipses that took place in November of 2003. That does not mean, however, that 2012 is not important. It is very significant. Whenever the collective consciousness of humanity is focused on a particular moment in time, we have a tremendous opportunity to co-create something together. And depending on what we are focusing on, that co-creation can be either wonderful or devastating. So it's important for us to realize that whatever happens in 2012 will totally be the result of what you and I and every other person on the planet empowers through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions between now and 2012. Since we have already begun our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, our ability to quickly manifest the archetypes for the new earth, heaven on earth, has been greatly enhanced. We need to pay attention to the negativity that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light so that we can invoke the violet flame and transmute it, but we must not stay stuck there. We can't just look at all of those things and believe that Earth is going to hell in a handbasket and wring our hands waiting for total economic collapse or devastating cataclysmic Earth changes. Once we invoke the violet flame to transmute these things back into light, we need to focus our attention on what we want to co-create on the planet instead of that surfacing negativity. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is that in order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. We create a new model, a new archetype, and make the old one obsolete. This is what we need to do with the existing systems on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all life. For instance, the banking systems and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. Instead of waiting for people to change who are still being grossly manipulated by their human egos, people with a higher consciousness need to create a new monetary system that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for the corporations who are creating the devastating pollution on the planet to all of a sudden develop a reverence for life, people with a higher consciousness need to reach up and tap into the viable solutions, clean energy, and all of the healings for the diseases manifesting that are now available in the causal body of God. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. The key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options. We need to do this without polarizing ourselves against the people, realizing that a consciousness of us against them is just buying into the problem, not the solution. There is no separation. We are one. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened light workers around the world to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness between now and 2012. And we're being asked to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love that will envelop this earth and all life evolving upon her. This will help us to shift the mass consciousness. So we have now established this new cause. Now our responsibility is magnetizing those patterns of perfection involved in the frequencies of transfiguring divine love into tangible, physical manifestation. As the infinite love of God floods into our hearts and minds and the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion in their lives effectively enough to become powerful lightworkers themselves. Then they will remember who they are and why they are here. And the truth of their oneness with all life will reflect in their behavior patterns. Pay attention to these thoughts and feelings throughout the week and see how effective you are at being here now, being that open door as a planetary force of divine love. I want to thank you for your willingness to be an instrument of God during this cosmic moment. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. create a glorious week for yourself, and join us next week as together we add to the light of the world.